Hare Krishna. This morning's class here in New Vrindavan for about Lord Brahma's prayers to the Lord for empowerment, for creation, and protection from deluding pride. This is verse number 30 of ninth chapter, second canto. Just prior to the Lord beginning the summary explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma wants to know, retain that knowledge by which the Supreme Lord can be understood. And he wants to be able to create according to the desire of the Lord, but he's afraid that by the act of creation, he will be, number one, contaminated by the reactions to work, his activities, and number two, that he'll become arrogant, thinking that he's the doer. And so the word literally in the Bhagavatam, he said, is mud. He says, please protect me from madness. And Srila Prabhupada refers to that madness as being pride. This is the same verse in which Brahma says, you've shaken hands with me just like a friend, and he uses the word sakha. And in the purport, lengthy purport, Srila Prabhupada points out that Brahma here is in a relationship with the Lord as that of a friend. Then, of course, he explains the different types of mellows that are there. But even though the Lord may be very active in a very friendly way towards Brahma, which means as an equal, still Brahma knows that he's never the Lord's equal. Krishna doesn't directly create. He empowers Brahma to create. So in one sense, you could say that Brahma is doing something that Krishna doesn't do. Not that he can't do, but that he doesn't do. And that's the Lord's prerogative. The other example that Srila Prabhupada gives is that of Hanumanji. Hanuman jumped over the ocean to Lanka, whereas Lord Ramachandra had to build a bridge. Does that mean that Hanuman is greater than the Lord? Well, by the grace of the Lord, he behaved as if he was greater, but that was all the Lord's empowerment. So similarly, we as Vaishnavas may be empowered in so many ways, but we should never forget that we are always the servants of Krishna and the servants of our spiritual master, and never become puffed up by any type of position, spiritual advancement, achievement, recognition, worship that we receive. Because as soon as we think that we are the doer and we're independent, that we're great, we're independent of Krishna and we're greater than Krishna, then this madness grabs a hold of us, this pride. Oh, now I'm an old devotee, now I no longer have to listen to my spiritual master. Now I can be independent of the Vaishnavas. Now I know better than Srila Prabhupada. Now I understand the Sanskrit better than Prabhupada explained it, and so on, and so on. And then, aruya kuchina param padam tata. And immediately that means that we begin our descent. We begin to fall down. But rather the example, for instance, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, and yet his guru said, you're a fool. Guru mora murka dekhi. My spiritual master said that I'm a fool. That's right, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is no fool. But still, because that was the order of his spiritual master, and he conducted himself in that way, meaning that he didn't study Vedas, he didn't study Vedanta Sutra, he simply chanted Hare Krishna according to the order of his guru. So one never becomes, as Srila Prabhupada would say, over-intelligent, or think that he can jump over one's predecessor acharya. One always remains the humble servant. And in this verse, Lord Brahma says, I'm at your service. So I may create this universe, and I'm at your service. The devotee, it's a very nice phrase. The devotee offers that type of reverence to the Lord. I'm always at your service. And whether Krishna directly asks him to do some service, whatever that service may be, Brahma's creation is going to be a thankless task. There's going to be a lot of living entities that become inimical towards him, and so many complications arise that he has to manage. But he's at Krishna's service, or through the mouth of Vaishnavas and spiritual master, do some humble service. A devotee is always ready, whatever service I'm required to do. Why? Because I'm always a servant. And spiritual advancement means that I realize and recognize more and more that I'm a servant, and not just a servant, but I'm very insignificant. And that Krishna doesn't really need my service, but he's kind enough to accept it. So this was the theme of today's class, and I'm getting ready for a meeting, and this evening I'll be going into Budapest and staying there until following Saturday or Sunday, and next Sunday, not this coming Sunday, but a week Sunday, we'll be having a celebration with all the members of the production team of Navaraja Mahima. We're celebrating that Navaraja Mahima is out in English. Hare Krishna.